I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6 o'clock. All trustees are present, along with librarian Rebecca Cook.
Okay, I'll read the minutes from the last meeting. Let's see. A review of the proposed library budget was added to the agenda at the request of the town manager. Rebecca read the minutes, which were accepted. Quarterly reports were reviewed. Expenditures are as expected for the halfway point in the fiscal year. Computer funds were unspent in the first half, but Rebecca has ordered replacement computers for the public access desktops and OPAC laptop. In the special account, the addition of the online donation button on the website has already brought in $534.60 in donations. The library received funding in the amount of $5,000 for 2026 programming from the Adam Maslach Charitable Corporation. Funds were also received from PUMC Sylvia's Circle, as well as donations from the First Light Technologies to help provide Thanksgiving food to the community. Jean reported on the library investment accounts, which have grown significantly through conservative investments since being opened in 2019. She asked whether the board wanted to continue to keep the money market account or roll that money into investments. Bruce recommended keeping the money market account due to availability of funds, as we may need to use it for repairs to the air conditioning and chimney. All were in agreement. Quarterly circulation statistics showed a decrease in Libby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Usage and an increase in Hoopla usage. Rebecca suspects this is due to the fact that Libby has wait lists on titles, while Hoopla titles are instantly available. The addition of the coat giveaway and food cupboard has brought new people in the library, many of whom are getting library cards. In building news, Rebecca is working on a capital fund grant to help the costs of replacing the malfunctioning air conditioning, fixing the chimney as repairs have still not been made, and replacing the last of the fluorescent lighting in the main floor of the library, the children's room and teen room. The air conditioning is necessary as the library is a registered cooling spot in the summer, and the air conditioning and lighting improvements should help our electricity costs. These much-needed repairs are the responsibility of the town, but grant funding to get them done ASAP would benefit the town and the library. Rebecca needs to get estimates for repair costs for the grant application. The library board approved this applicant process. Bruce Williams said that funds should be held available to cover reimbursable expenses in case the town did not have such funds available. Librarians report. Rebecca was happy to share that the turtle program was a success and that the K-pop Demon Hunter themed program brought in 87 people. The fourth annual craft supply swap is coming up at the end of the month. We know that was awesome. let's see. The library will need to be open late March 16th so the library staff can attend their first aid and CPR recertification training. Under old business, the board reviewed the town manager's requested changes to the library budget. Nancy moved that the insurance budget line be changed to $40,700 to $38,200 to reflect a $2,500 reduction in the HRA funds. Jean seconded the motion. The approved change was unanimous. Rebecca will send the updated budget to the town manager. Rebecca has been gathering the necessary paperwork so that she and Jean can finally go to M&T Bank to request a limit increase for the library credit card. The last piece needed is approval of the board for said increase. Nancy made a motion that the library board authorizes Treasurer Jean Davis to seek funding on behalf of Pulteney Public Library in the form of $10,000 credit limit on the existing Pulteney Public Library credit card. Said credit card will continue to be issued to Pulteney Public Library along with the name of the director, Rebecca Cook, as primary card user. The motion was passed with a unanimous vote of the board. No new business. And here we are at the next meeting.
Motion to accept the report as presented.
So moved. Sure.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Quarterly reports. So
the first one is our general fund account, which we have one quarter of the fiscal year left and a little over a quarter of our money left. So we should be doing pretty good. We will have some savings in the change in staffing. We'll save a little bit of staff budget, as well as retirement, because I'm now the only person paying into the retirement fund, so we won't be having the money for the assistant librarian position retirement. Additionally, our annual equipment maintenance, now that we don't have the very expensive photocopier lease, we're going to have a little bit of overage there. So those should help offset, or a little bit of money left over there, that should help offset the electricity where we're sure to go over budget. So I'm hoping, while certain budget lines may end up in the red, the budget overall looks like it should be on track to end up in the black. So that would be nice.
Thank you.
And our income, our goal was 4,000 and we're at 39.86 and 53 cents so far. So we'll be doing fine there as well.
Wow.
We did forget to budget for that CCC tax. So in December, we'll have to make sure we remember that for the next budget. When I was looking at our budget that starts July 1st, we totally forgot to add that in. So,
what was that?
It's child care credit or something like that tax that's it's charged on payroll. And we just kind of forgot it existed. But
so what's up with the bookkeeper? Do we always pay her at the end of the fiscal year?
Since she does the bookkeeping, she kind of takes the money out when she wants it. So instead of doing disbursements throughout the year, she usually takes it at the end of the fiscal year.
Okay.
When it was Susie, she used to take it out right before Christmas. So kind of at their discretion of when they need the boost of income.
Did we level fund that one?
No, we did an increase because she had requested the previous year. We did part of the increase she requested, and then we did the second part this time. So in the special account, we received several $100 donations. We received $750 from VLI, which is the Early Literacy Initiative through Vermont Humanities Council that we're a part of. We got our funding to start buying things for the Fairy Tale Festival in September, at which we will be doing the Polar Express for our booth. We received $1,000 from the Stewart's Holiday Match. So if you threw change in the jar at the holiday season, thank you. We got some of that money for the library. Dr. Scott photos and donation jar. The envelope in the safe was getting full for both of those. So I deposited some. In February and March. So initially, our bank fees were $3 for getting paper statements, which was frustrating since they wouldn't give us electronic statements. It then had jumped last year up to $12 a month they were charging us for the bank account. In February and March, they charged us $40 for our account, which Jean and I spoke to the branch manager, who then spoke to the government accounts representative. And we're not supposed to have that going forward, and they did reverse $40 of it. So we got part of that back, and we should not be getting charged that much going forward. They think they can get rid of everything except for the $3 paper statement fee, but they're still trying to work on that. They're also trying to get us signed up with online banking so we can get online statements.
Still having trouble.
So it has to go under Gene as the treasurer. And so Gene and I went through and put in all of our information. The problem was they sent an email confirmation with a link you had to click. And they sent it when I wasn't here. And you had to click the link within an hour or 2 hours in the email.
You're kidding.
It expired. It was a ridiculously short amount of time.
Crazy.
So by the time I came into work the next day, it was already too late. So I have to get a hold of them and see if there's a different way we can do that, or if Gene just has to come sit in the library with me for a day or two. So because then I have to confirm her information. So we need to not only open the email instantly as soon as it arrives, but then also have Gene's personal information to type into it.
Sure.
Wow. So we're still working on that part.
How many years?
Do they want us as customers? Or?
It's not just them.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's all getting...
The way it is.
Yeah.
Does the VELI money have any stipulations?
It's for early literacy items for kiddos.
Okay.
So this year's money, we actually pre-spent before we got it because I found a really good sale. So... Yep.
Have we ever gotten that before?
Yeah, it used to be $1,500 a year, and we've got that the last several years. We've used that to buy like the Wonder Books and those sorts of things for the kids. Vermont Humanities lost their federal funding, and they did not get theirs back. Department of Libraries ended up getting some back. Vermont Humanities did not. So they've managed to keep the VLI program going, but they've cut the grants to the libraries in half. So, they did. We had our semi-annual VLI conference recently, and they had somebody from Vermont Humanities there that said they've been working with the Manton Foundation and a few others, and they've found some donors to help keep their programs going. And they said that at the National Humanities Council meeting, they had talked about if the federal funding doesn't go back, some states are better positioned than others. And they said that there were 10 humanities councils that could definitely survive a complete loss of federal funding, and Vermont was one of them because of the way they've got it structured. And he said, I think 3 states have already closed their humanities councils because they couldn't survive without the federal funding. So,
wow.
But I guess Vermont was well set up and well poised to shift focus and keep going. So that was good, at least.
So I don't know if this is the place to ask about under income.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at thank yous I have to write in like this Pulteney Snow. Snowmobile Devils,
uh-huh.
Date 12/31/25, but we met in January. Is there any way to get these earlier so I can write the notes earlier?
I put the dates on that's on the check. It's not always when we get them.
Oh, okay. Sure. That makes sense.
But I'm more than happy to... We've always just done it at the meetings, but I can even just send you an email or give you a call and say, I've got some thank yous ready if you'd like.
I think that's,
yeah.
I mean,
certainly.
I'm thinking if I gave money, I wouldn't want to wait 4 months.
Yeah.
Think you'd lost it. Okay. All right.
So,
let's do that.
Okay, definitely. Sounds good. The Roberts one, that was Jean, so I just wrote her myself.
Okay.
That's why she's not on the list.
Thank you, Jean.
How's she doing?
They're doing well. Yeah. Yep. So still happy with the move. So
good.
Okay. Any other special account? circulation. Physical item circulation was up overall. Adult circulation was up in January and February, down in March. DVDs were down all 3 months, but the juvenile circulation was up significantly all 3 months. So lots of people come in for kids' stuff.
It's a long winter.
We've also picked up a few patrons, some adults, but also some large families, with the drama and changes that have been going on in Paulett. We've had a lot of people that have switched to coming here instead.
So they have to pay for a card here?
Not for physical items. They have to pay if they want the online services. Okay. But the online services are still going strong.
Well, based on that number, that's going to be, well, we got what, another one more quarter.
So, to help cover some of the cost of the online services, which are eating up more and more of our book budget, I've cut back on DVD purchasing a bit. One, because they're not circulating as much, and two, I didn't have much choice because so many things are streaming only and not released on DVD now that there's a lot of popular things we just can't get. So
that's changing all the time. Streaming and all that business.
Yeah, we'll get people coming in, oh my gosh, you know, my friend told me I have to see this show or I have to see this movie. Well, it's on Apple TV or or Hulu or whatever, and can't get it.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Can't get them all.
Nope. And I just threw in the save the date. I made that for summer reading program the other day with kind of our big events that we have coming up.
This looks like fun for kids.
Yeah.
I'm really jealous you didn't have this when Abe was.
You could come anyway. You don't even have to bring Abe. You can just come. The Dino Academy, the Bright Star Theater is out of North Carolina. And with this dinosaur-themed summer, they've been having these massive custom puppets built. Like there's one that's a raptor that the person wears around their shoulders, and one hand's the head and one's the tail. And just pterodactyls, just really massive, impressive puppets, and their goal was to get into as many states' libraries and as many states in the country as they could this year. And so we early booked with them last summer to lock in a lower rate. Wow. And the Stewart's Holiday Match, that's what I applied for, is help paying for Dino Academy and Dino Man, because those programs are $600 each. So I booked them while I could get them and then went around asking for money, and luckily the money came through. But and then the Taco Dragon, that's a costume character we're going to have, and then we're going to make walking tacos and hand them out.
What are walking tacos?
So it's taco meat and taco toppings, but instead of a taco shell, you get the little bags of Fritos or Doritos. Crunch them up a little bit and open the bag, and they put their stuff in there and eat it with a fork out of the bag. So we'll do that for like a sign-up event, and it's going to be good weather so we can do it outside and not have taco fixings in outside on the carpet.
Right.
Yeah.
It will be nice.
Yes, it will be nice.
Non-negotiable. Okay. I still have treasurer's report on here. Do you have anything to tell us, Jean? I forgot to take you off this time. Okay. Building repairs and maintenance. I did get the grant application finished and submitted. The estimate for, we got an estimate for replacing the entire air conditioning system, which would be the two roof units and all of the inside pieces on the main floor. And upgrading to the Samsung system.
Yes. Samuel. Was it Samuel or
Samsung? Samsung, I think.
Samsung.
But so that came in at 35,000?
I think 38.
38. And then the chimney was under 3,000. That wasn't too bad. And the lights, I think we put in for 18,000. So.
Submitted the grant for 57?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which 40,000 or 45,000 was the minimum ask. So we're still at the lower end of the grant. You could ask for up to 400,000. So they haven't given a specific date when they're going to let people know. They're just saying summer, they will let people know. We're hoping for early summer because it's a reimbursement grant. We would get the work done and then get reimbursed, but we're going to want AC as soon in the summer as possible. Right. So we're hoping they don't let us, if we do get it, we're hoping they don't let us know like mid-August.
Mm-hmm. You might have said it, but is this a state grant? Or
It's through the State Department of Libraries. It's the last of the money they got when all the different government departments had money from COVID. So this one is a HUD grant, but it's being administered and selected by the State Department of Libraries.
Thanks.
They do the rubric that they use to score them. It does show you as you're going each question how many points you qualified for, and we had a pretty decent rubric score.
Rebecca did a great job on that.
And they're trying to keep it kind of evenly dispersed across the state. They're prioritizing rural libraries and libraries that didn't get the other batch of funding they did a year or two ago. So I think we've got a pretty decent chance, but we shall see.
If that doesn't happen,
we probably do a lot of fundraising and begging because we really need air conditioning and it's going to be a lot of money.
I
don't think the town's going to
town
come up with
doesn't have
35 to 40,000.
They don't have a contingency fund.
Yeah.
They
don't have the reserves, and they already have the town office building is falling apart and the town garage is falling apart.
Yeah.
And they're already trying to get those pieces in motion. I don't think they have.
Right.
I think we'd be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
So probably if we don't get this, then I'm going to draw up a strategic plan for some really aggressive fundraising and try and do it that way.
I'll hope for the best.
We will hope for the best. Programs and events. You got the handy dandy flyer. We're getting ready for summer. The craft swap was once again a massive success. People aren't sick of the craft swap yet. Huge amounts of stuff came in and went right back out again. And thank you, Emily, for helping sort and set up and deal with the chaos of the crowds. Much appreciated.
Oh, that's fun. I love it.
It's got that kind of book sale energy to it.
It
with a lot less lifting things up and down stairs. So.
Right. And it hasn't gotten ugly.
No.
I mean, that's...
No.
You know,
no, people
ever.
Stay pretty, pretty kind. And
yes.
So that's good.
Yes.
We did get the ALA Libraries Transforming Communities grant. Round two of that grant is what we got for the ramp and the other accessibility improvements to the building. We have found out that we were selected for a round 4 grant, so we're getting $10,000 from them, and it will be used for things for people with sensory processing disorders. So it's kind of in 3 parts. One part will be buying sensory toys for our programs and sensory materials. One will be for having accommodation equipment in here, noise-canceling headphones, fidget items, different things to make people more comfortable in the space if they're a little overwhelmed by the noise and the chaos that we have sometimes. And then the third piece will be for our library of things. It'll be adaptive equipment that's a little bit more expensive that people might want to try out at home but don't want to drop $300 on a special chair if it's not going to work for them or their child. So we'll have some items that they can check out and borrow and test out to see if it's something that they would like to then purchase for themselves. We do have to do a community meeting in May for part of fine-tuning the grant. So then with people that will be affected directly, so they can give input, and we'll see if there's anything we need to add or change. So the kind of mantra behind all of these accessibility grants and, you know, helping different disabled communities is nothing for us without us. So they want the people who are directly affected to have a voice in the process.
Is there a requirement for us to be in attendance?
Nope. And then we also were selected for a ALA MESH grant, which is mental, emotional, and social health. And that's going to be materials that we'll be getting. So MESH certifies toy companies for toys that promote emotional, mental, social well-being, and teaching children resiliency. So we're going to be getting just surprise boxes of toys from these companies. We got our first one today, which was big Magna tiles with dinosaurs, which will be perfect for summer. So we'll just randomly get boxes delivered by the UPS man, and we'll open them up, and they'll be fun toys. And we have no idea what we're getting, but so... Kind of like Christmas.
Where do you keep all these things?
Upstairs and in the basement, most of it. Anything that's fabric or could get musty upstairs, or a few things in this closet. And then our giant Legos, our giant Lincoln Logs, a lot of the plastic stuff is in bins in the basement. Which is why we don't have room for a book sale anymore. Ah, shucks. Old business, the credit card. We got the increase. We might not have online banking, but we have a credit card with a $10,000 limit just in time for spending the ALA grant money. So, yay.
It only took us 2 hours that day.
Yeah. When we finally got them to get the ball rolling, and after years, the final piece went fast.
Nice.
And thank you, Jean, for your persistence in helping me get that done.
Well, you just get the online ability for you.
Yeah.
Get rid of that. You can get rid of that service charge because you can just print out the out the bank statements. Yep. I'd have to pay for them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
New business. I set up our annual carpet cleaning. It's going to be Friday, May 29th, so we'll be closing early that day. They're coming in at noon to do the carpets, and we'll be closed Saturday, May 30th, to allow for drying time. But then it'll be all spiffy and nice for summer.
Who does that?
ChemDry of Rutland and Killington. His name is Gary Katozzi. They do a nice job. They're pretty easy to work with, and for the whole space, it's about $900, which isn't too bad. Uh, And I reached out to our usual AC guy to see if we could get our functioning part of the system cleaned, since it's going to be trying to cool the whole building by itself for a little while. We want it to have a fighting chance because he was never able to clean it last year. It's been a week and I've not heard back any suggestions on how long I wait before we try the other guy.
Well, let me call.
Okay, because...
And I will let you know, and okay, if not, I'll get a hold of the other guy.
Okay. Because the one for upstairs and the one for the back, I figure if we can get them a good cleaning and do like we did last year and blast it in the back and have a row of fans drawing the air up front, it'll buy us some time until we hear on that grant. If anybody hasn't had a chance to meet Lucy, our new clerk, yet, she is working the desk today. Training's been going well. She's fitting in well with the staff and the patrons. I think it's going to work out really great. So, I do have, since we don't meet again before the end of the fiscal year, the usual letter of what everybody's pay is supposed to go to on July 1st. I put in Lucy for what she's currently making now, because I assume since she'll have only been here a couple of months, July 1st, that we're leaving that the same for the coming budget cycle. If I'm wrong on that, I can retype it, but that was my assumption since she just started in the fourth quarter.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the rest of them are what we discussed at the budget meeting. So... But that way it's official and it's not just me telling Nisha and I could be making things up. Who knows? Okay. Does anybody have anything to add?
Motion to adjourn at 6:32.
Oh. I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm. All in favor? Unanimous? Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.